Hundreds of flats registered on forged papers. Fake OCCC scam jolts, Navi Mumbai. Registrar officials under scanner and fraud case. Town planning debt files. Police complaint. Unmesh Gujarati sprouts. News exclusive. A major fake occupancy and completion certificate scam has surfaced in Navi Mumbai. Bogus documents were used to register unauthorized flats and secure housing loans. The town planning department has filed a police complaint, naming sub-registrar officials, agents, and lawyers. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, probes deep into this multi-crore real estate fraud. Bogus OCCC certificates, used to register illegal flats in Navi Mumbai. In a high-stakes real estate fraud, Navi Mumbai's town planning department has uncovered fake occupancy certificates, OC, and completion certificates, CC, allegedly used to register hundreds of unauthorized flats. The scam involves the use of forged municipal approvals to facilitate property transactions and bank loans, raising concerns about systemic corruption in the city's sub-registrar offices. The scam came to light when officials discovered that a certificate submitted for a building on plot number 1067, sector 29, was fabricated. According to Assistant Director Somnath Kakan, the said document was never issued by the Navi Mumbai Municipal Corporation, NMMC. Following this revelation, the department lodged a formal police complaint with Rabaul Police Station, triggering an official investigation into what appears to be a deeply rooted nexus between builders, agents, legal representatives, and government officials. Sprouts SIT uncovers sub-registrar office nexus in forged flat registrations. According to whistleblower Chandrajit Campbell, the Maharashtra government had, in May 2018, mandated a ban on the registration of unauthorized buildings. Despite this, agents and legal counsels allegedly forged agreement for sale documents and facilitated registrations through cooperative officials at the Thane 1 and Thane 11 sub-registrar offices. Two forged agreements. Document Nosdier 4227-2025. Thane 11 and 1591-2025, Thane 1, have been highlighted in the complaint. These documents were later used to obtain housing loans from institutions such as Aadhar Housing Finance Pvt. Ltd., Vasai Branch, causing financial exposure to banks and legal risk to unsuspecting buyers. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that several such fraudulent transactions may have been carried out under similar modus operandi across other parts of Thane and Navi Mumbai. CID Co. circulars ignored. RTI activist demands action on registrar corruption. RTI activist Mallikarjun Pujari, who has been closely monitoring irregularities in property registrations, pointed out that CID Co. had issued circulars instructing registrar offices to avoid registering units in unauthorized buildings. However, forged OC and CC documents claiming NMMC authenticity were routinely accepted in Thane 1, 3, 6, 9, and 11 sub-registrar offices. Pujari demands immediate disciplinary action against registration officials who enabled the scam, along with forensic verification of past registrations. The system has been exploited using fake seals, backdated entries, and predated approvals. "We need criminal proceedings, not departmental inquiries," said Pujari, in a statement to Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT. Police investigation underway, financial risk to buyers and banks. With a formal complaint now lodged, Rabaul Police and the NRI Police Station have initiated a probe. Builders, agents, and registrar officials will be summoned in phases. The Town Planning Department maintains that no such OC or CC documents were ever issued, affirming this is a case of organized fraud. Authorities warn this isn't merely a forgery issue, but a multi-crore financial scam that could jeopardize bank portfolios and lead to legal complications for homebuyers. Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, will continue monitoring the case to ensure transparency and accountability. How deep is the scam? This case is not isolated. Investigators fear that similar fraudulent registration patterns may have enabled dozens of builders to bypass regulatory hurdles and launder illicit gains. The role of financial institutions, if any, in bypassing document verification is also under scrutiny. The Navi Mumbai OCCC scam underscores the urgent need for a digitized, tamper-proof municipal and land record system, real-time verification at registrar offices, and accountability for public servants complicit in fraud. ED cracks international cyber fraud ring based in Punjab. In a major breakthrough against cross-border cybercrime, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, has exposed a Ruse 1154 crore fraud and money laundering racket masterminded by Indian nationals. Operating from Zirakpur and Mohali in Punjab, the accused posed as Bank of America officials to defraud a U.S.-based woman by gaining remote access to her computer system. The Chandigarh Zonal Office of the ED executed search operations at four premises on July 29, 2025, under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, PMLA, 2002. Key accused Vikramjeet Singh, Anchal Mittal, and Akshay Mittal were found operating a fake call center that impersonated U.S. banking personnel, specifically targeting foreign nationals through deceptive telecommunication and remote access software. Modus operandi: bank impersonation, remote access crypto routing. According to the ED's preliminary findings, the gang contacted Merle Lee Karejwo, a senior citizen in the United States, and falsely introduced themselves as officials from Bank of America. Under the guise of a routine banking check, they acquired illegal remote access to her computer and transferred over $138 million, approximately Rs 1154 crore, from her accounts. The proceeds of crime, POC, were quickly funneled through more than 100 bank accounts across India. A significant portion of the siphoned funds was converted into cryptocurrency, with the rest invested in immovable properties, indicating a classic money laundering structure designed to layer and disguise the illicit source of funds. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, learned from sources that the accused operated via VoIP services and used VPNs to mask their identities, imitating genuine U.S. call center operations with convincing digital front ends. Seizures. Evidence: crypto assets, real estate, and shell accounts. During the ED raids, the following assets and evidence were recovered. Rs 50 lakh across multiple bank accounts was immediately frozen. Three immovable properties worth over Rs 1.5 crore were traced and linked to the scam proceeds. Digital forensics evidence, including cloned emails, remote desktop access tools, and falsified identity documents, were seized from the operation sites. Crypto wallet addresses and transaction logs are under forensic examination to determine the digital laundering chain. In an official statement, the ED confirmed various incriminating documents, digital evidence, and account details were recovered during the searches. Immovable properties linked to the accused and funds routed via crypto transactions point to a highly coordinated laundering setup. Global impact. Targeting U.S. citizens via Indian call centers, ED officials believe the group is part of a larger syndicate exploiting vulnerable individuals, primarily elderly residents in the U.S., through phishing calls, tech support scams, and fake banking alerts. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SET, has tracked similar complaints in the U.S., where victims were coerced into granting screen sharing access or downloading malicious software, allowing full control over their finances. The increasing use of cryptocurrencies by such fraud networks has emerged as a regulatory blind spot.
As the digital footprint becomes more obscure, law enforcement agencies face significant hurdles in tracing, freezing, and recovering funds across jurisdictions. ED expands, probe, crypto links, offshore accounts under scanner. The Enforcement Directorate is now widening its investigation to track the crypto exchanges and wallets used to convert stolen money, international wire transfers linked to shell companies or offshore accounts, any foreign collaborators or enablers who may have facilitated the fund routing, potential links to similar scams targeting citizens in Canada, Australia, and the UK. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that Interpol assistance may be sought to assess cross-border implications and identify possible global co-conspirators. Rise in tech-driven fraud, policy alarm for regulators. This case is part of a growing pattern of tech-driven international scams originating from India, especially Punjab, Delhi NCR, and Gujarat, where fraudulent call centers use AI-powered scripts, spoofed numbers, and fake dashboards to mimic legitimate institutions. Experts suggest that urgent policy coordination is needed between RBI, ED, FIU, India, and global financial intelligence units like FinCEN, US, and FATF. to clamp down on crypto-enabled laundering and tech-driven impersonation frauds. ED's action, a wake-up call for digital regulation. The ED's swift action in busting this Aura's 11.5 crore cyber laundering racket sets a strong precedent for tackling transnational white-collar crime. However, it also reveals significant gaps in cyber policing, crypto regulation, and cross-border financial intelligence coordination. As India pushes forward with its Digital India mission, cases like this underline the urgent need for stronger cybersecurity infrastructure, international cooperation, and proactive enforcement.